Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary.
No. Beloved, why have you lost hope? Don't you know, or have you forgotten, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. My brother, listen to me, my sister. Know that there is power in his blood to heal you. There is power in the blood of Jesus to set you free. Just take a step of faith and receive your healing right now. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Welcome you. Today is the fourth day of our fast. We started with the word redemption, and I give a few scriptures this morning on the word redemption, that we were bought with a price. Christ has redeemed us. Hallelujah. When we receive him as our Lord and personal Savior, he redeemed us according to Ephesians 1:7 through his blood. Hallelujah. So we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins only through the blood of Jesus. And we bless God. Praise God for redemption, for redeeming us. As the Lord has redeemed, well, that means there were so many things when you redeemed that was given to us. But because of the sin of Adam and Eve, we lost it. But Jesus paid a price for us, paid a price for us to receive everything. Now we are in a covenant relationship with Christ. For how we haven't received this or haven't received that, because there's a pathway to receive those things from Almighty God. Pathway is through obedience to the Word of God, hallelujah, with the Holy Spirit leading and directing us. Because of the lack of knowledge, we perish. The people perish because of lack of knowledge. And many people have not come into the fullness of Christ because of lack of knowledge. They don't know how to come into that to receive the promises, the covenant promises of Christ. And if you don't know how to, you cannot be, you know, receive it, because you always have to put God into remembrance. Hallelujah. As you pray daily, we ask for mercy, forgiveness. His mercies are new every morning. And you put God into remembrance, and you use the scripture. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. So he has stolen. He has seen, and he wants to kill and destroy. But Jesus came so we may have life and have more life more abundantly. So we're going to pray this afternoon. But you have already been redeemed. I know every one of you have been redeemed, but we want to pray for our children, for salvation to come to our children. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And if you have loved ones who have not received Christ, or you have friends that are backslidden from Christ, or family members, I want you to let us, lift up our voices this afternoon and pray for our family members that do not know Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, that the Holy Spirit will move upon their heart. Because unless the Holy Spirit move upon their heart, they will not receive Christ. So we need the Holy Spirit to move upon their heart so they can get convicted and come to Christ. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we thank you for this fourth day of the fast. Father God, when you bless Abraham, you bless his children, you bless Isaac, oh God, and you bless Jacob, and you bless the 12 tribes of Asia. These are generational blessings, oh God. And so, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace as you have redeemed us. We pray for our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Those in our families, we pray that the Holy Spirit will convict them, will move on their hearts, so that they can receive Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Father God, pray for brothers and sisters who do not know Christ. Let the Holy Spirit convict them. Let the Spirit of God convict them so that they receive Christ as their Lord and personal Savior and live an abundant life in Christ. Lord, we pray that our children, our grandchildren, even our great-great-grandchildren, generations yet are born, Lord, that the Spirit of God touch their hearts, convict them, that they will come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for each and every one of our children, every one of our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, move upon their hearts, even those that are backslidden. Move upon their hearts. Let them come back to Jesus. Oh God, Let them receive their salvation, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we know that the Holy Spirit will help them in their walk with you, with God. Holy Spirit, touch our children. I cry up personally for my children, the ones that do not know Christ. I cry out for them. Grandchildren that do not know Christ and have not received Christ, Holy Spirit, move upon them in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for siblings, brothers and sisters that have not received Christ, or those that are backslidden, that it will come into knowing Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. Jesus already paid the price. All they have to do is to receive him into their heart. So, Father God, take the heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh that they can receive salvation and enter into covenant blessings, O God. And, Father God, we ask you to send divine helpers wherever they are, whatever state, wherever city, wherever country they are, O God. Send them to the right churches, O God. Not to the fake ones, the right churches. Do not let them be fooled, O God. In the name of Jesus, place them in the right places, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, them in the right places, O God. Cover them and put a wall of protection around them. Holy Spirit, lead them to the right pastors, to the right churches, to the right people, O God, in the name of Jesus. After they have received Christ, O God. Father God, that you will use our children. You will use our grandchildren, O God, to bring glory and honor to your name. That our children will fulfill their divine purpose. They will fulfill their divine destinies in the name of Jesus. That they know that they come in the volume. They will know that they come in the volume of the book. It is written that their books, that the plan that you have for their lives is in the book. That they will fulfill your plans, Almighty God. That your perfect will be done in their lives. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, as we pray for our children. We pray, oh God, for our grandchildren. We pray, oh Lord, for family members who do not know you. And Lord, we do not forget our friends. We ask you, Lord, the Holy Spirit, to move in their hearts those that are backslidden, to come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ, oh God. Let them take this thing seriously, oh God, that they kind of decide, like we decided, as for me, I will serve Almighty God. So, Father God, let them not be double-minded, but focus on Christ, O God, so that their souls cannot be lost. And, Lord, those of us that have received you as our Lord and personal Savior, help us in our walk with you. When the Holy Ghost convicts us, O God, let us repent and let our lives be toward our salvation. Restore unto us the joy of salvation. We bind the spirit of pride, O God. Pride that will keep us from moving forward, O God. Pride is a sin, O God. So any spirit of pride, we uproot those spirits from in us. Anything that will hinder us from coming into the fullness of Christ. Lord, we ask you to uproot it in the name of Jesus, O God. Every negative, evil word that has been spoken against us, O God, we uproot those words, O God. We cancel it to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose only God's plans and purpose for our lives shall be revealed. Father God, you said to study to show thyself approved. So, Father God, we pray that every one of us will hunger and thirst after your righteousness and be filled by studying the word, by spending time in your presence, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have faith even when we're in the valley. You will take us in the name of Jesus, oh God, and keep our focus and our eyes on you, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for redeeming the time that we lost, oh God. Many times we lost a precious time, and we thank you, you are God that redeemed time. So we thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance. Thank you, Lord, to come into your presence, to praise you, to worship you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Conference unmuted.
I will open the line. Someone please pray for Liberia. We want redemption for Liberia. Redemption comes through the president. He is the head of the nation. And we're talking about true redemption. We're not here to criticize this person or that person. But when you see true redemption, you can see it because your lifestyle will show true redemption. Hallelujah. Israel had the kings, the good kings. Israel prospered. They prospered. Liberia has had so many, many bad leadership all through the 200 years. People that have their interest, personal interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And not Liberia interest at heart. We are not patriotic. All we think about me, myself, and I. Each person wants to have this to get rich. But we don't think of a nation that has been established for 200 years. And yet, and still, we don't have nothing to show for it. It's ridiculous. So let's pray. I will ask somebody to pray. Pray for the redemption. Let everything start from leadership. Everything starts from leadership. We pray for the leaders, the president. We pray for the vice president. We pray for the legislature, the government, the officials of the government. Let us pray. And because when it comes down, the blessing will start from the top, just like
mm-hmm.
and it will come trickle down to the people. And so anyone can pray for Liberia in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, O Lord, to present Liberia to you in a special way, O God. Father, we pray, O God, for the president. Lord, we pray, O God, that redemption will take place in his heart. Lord, our Lord, the Liberians will come to know you for yourself. Father, we pray, O God, redemption will come, O God. We pray, O God, because you say every good thing comes from the head before it comes down. So we are praying, O God, for our present this hour for redemption, O God. Oh, that redemption will take place in his heart, in his life, oh God. Lord, we pray for the vice president. We pray, oh God, for the three branches of government. Lord, our redemption will enter their hearts, oh God. Oh, Father, we are pleading to you, oh God, for redemption in their hearts, oh God. God, we know they are like Liberia. They need you, oh God. So we pray, oh God, for life, oh God. We pray that your will be done upon them, oh God. That we know that you are God, besides there is no other God. So we pray for them, O God. We pray for that redemption, O God. That blood that was shed on the cross was carried for our sake, O God. We pray that redemption will be in their hearts, O God. That it will take it down to the least, O God. So we are begging you, Lord, for redemption to enter into their hearts. We pray for the Liberian people, O God. Continue to bless each and every Liberian, O God. We pray for your love and understanding in our country, O God. We continue to pray for redemption in the president's heart, the leaders of Liberia, O God. We pray that redemption will enter their hearts, O God. That it will come down to the common person, O God. We are asking you, O God, that you can do it. You did it for others. You can do it for Liberia. Liberia have only you. They are only depending on you, not me. But you, O God, because men will fail us. But you will never fail us, O God. So we pray for Liberia this hour. Whatever is going through, God, we pray for redemption to take over our country, take over the leaders, O God, the president, the vice president, the three branches of government. We pray, O God, that redemption will enter into their hearts, O God, that will take care of our people, O God, that will, the redemption from them will come down to the others, O God. So we are asking you, Daddy God, because you say we should ask and it shall be given unto us, O God. So we are asking for redemption for our country, our leaders, that God will have redemption in them, O God. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you, O God. We exalt you for our country. Continue to bless our people. Continue to bless the leaders, O God. That God, people wonder and say, is this Liberia? So we thank you. We appreciate you for your redemption in their lives, O God. Be thou merciful, O God. We just praise you. We just magnify your name, O God. We pray for that redemption to enter into the hearts of the president, the 5%, the three branches of government. We pray that redemption will enter into their hearts, O God, that it will come down to the least common person, O God. We give you praises. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 So the United States of America, the main thing about the homosexuality, because now they're confusing the children in schools, and the children is affecting the children. So we're going to pray that the Lord must move in this country, move in the heart of the president, move in the heart of the legislature, move in the heart of the leader. Christian leaders in this nation, so that they can stand for what is right, because otherwise we got children and grandchildren, and it's so funny children to say the boy, oh, want to go play with their friend, and their friend got two men who's their and a mom, or their friend got two women who their dad and a mom. For it's very strange to the children, and it make them get accustomed and accept it, you know, because they don't know any better. So we have a bunch of confused children that will come up, but we know that Almighty God can turn this thing around. Somebody please pray, especially concerning homosexuality. Amen.
Our Father and our God, we come this afternoon, Papa, to say thank you for what you did today, and you brought us in today, and we found ourselves in your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Father, I come before you just as I am, without a plea, pleading with you for the forgiveness of my sins. I'm now worthy to pray, oh Lord, I come to you to help me to pray. This is why I'm asking you, Jesus, to intercede on my behalf, nation. Father, as we come to pray for this nation, open the doors of the leader's heart. Let the word enter their heart.
Amen.
Father, as you said, you are going to give us new hearts. Give the leaders of this nation new hearts and a new spirit. Put a new heart in there and a new spirit. And remove those stunted hearts and replace them with the fleshy heart. Father, Jesus, you know what we're doing. It's not good.
Oh,
it is just because, Lord, we've taken you, you patient, you tolerant, you humble, and Lord, we continue to sin for us. That because of grace, will you continue to sin? Because of God's grace, will we continue to sin? Even some of us are praying. Instead of standing up for homosexual, using the Bible to please ourselves,
many a time, minister of gospel, they said, Jesus paid it all. So because you paid it all, so you got to go back to do those things. What makes you angry when you destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Was it not for homosexual? Nothing wrong with it. They don't see anything to wrong with it. But I know, Papa God, you know something wrong with it. Jesus, you know something wrong with it. But because of our heart, we cannot hear you. And we're thinking that we're doing good. I pray that believers in this country will stand their ground. That believers in this country will put down their feet to preach it and will enter the hearts of the people and they will surrender to you. Call you. After they have surrendered to you, when they call you, you will answer them. Because they have surrendered all to you. Papa, please have mercy upon us. Have mercy, Papa God, for we have sinned, fall short of your glory. We thank you, Father. Catch the heart of the president. Catch the heart of the president. Let him speak against it. Put words in his mouth to preach against it, to talk against it. Lord, if you put words in his mouth to say it, and when he pour it out, many will hear it, and many will be touched because it coming from you. It's not something that he made up out of his mind. It's something that you, God, you forbid for us to do, we are doing, and we pour it out. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for every homosexual. If you knew, it would have been better. When Adam, when you created Adam, you would have made more Adam. You never have said, it is not good for man to be alone. You would have made so many, but you knew it was not good. It is not good for man to be alone. Why should the world change what you have made? Marry man, marry man, woman, marry woman. Father, and then they fooling themselves, not even you, to say they bringing children that their children. Father, please speak. Speak to them. Speak to them. Let them change their mind. Let them surrender to you. Let them turn to you. Let them turn away from their wicked ways. You said it in Chronicles 7:14. And my people who are called by my name.
Amen.
Father, that we will come and confess our sins. And we will turn away from our wicked ways. You will hear us. Hear our land. Answer our prayer, our land. Father, please. Please, let us who are called by your name.
Yes, Lord.
We all are called by your name. Every human being, we know that only you alone can create human. Nobody can create human. So we all have been called by your name. Let this old Father prayer text those people that are doing those things, those parents that encourage their children, any bad thing, let it go ahead. Others are doing it. Lord, discourage every parent. Discourage every couple, the people for themselves, couple. The two men that are together, discourage them. Let them start rejecting one another. And Lord, when this is done, We know our world will be a good world for us to live in. Parents can be afraid to send their children to school because even the teachers are in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where do they go to get? Everyone is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you. Thank you. Help us. Only you, we need a help from.
Yes.
If you do this, we got nothing to give but to glorify your name, to magnify your name, to adore your name. Through Christ our Lord, we pray this afternoon. Amen and amen.
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 So I'm going to pray for those who are sick. My son's still not feeling well. I'm going to pray for her healing. I think if one person can just do that, pray for those that are sick, especially Mama Somerville, and then we will take the communion. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone? Okay, I'll pray for her. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up Mother Somerville, God. Father God, we speak healing to her body in the name of Jesus. We uproot that spirit of infirmity, oh God, that causing her to be sick with the flu, oh God. Father, you are wounded for her by your stripes. She is healed, oh God. Oh God, to release your healing anointing upon her, oh God. Heal her, oh God, any part of her body that is aching, we speak healing in the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her be totally, completely healed. Healing is the children's and she is your daughter, oh God. So she's in a covenant relationship and healing is for her. It's in the package of redemption. So, Father God, activate the healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Let it touch her right now. By the stripes of Jesus, heal, oh God, heal her to declare your goodness in this land of the living, oh God. In the name of Jesus, take away aches and pains. We soak her respiratory system in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse any irritants in her body. Remove it from her lungs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Virus, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray against fever and anything, oh God, that holding her from being healed, oh God, uprooted. And we speak healing to her in the name of Jesus. Healing to everyone that is not feeling well. And as part of this ministry or their children or their families, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. By the strength of Jesus, they are healed. And Lord, we ask you to heal Pastor Young's family. Oh God, emotionally, what if just lost their sister? Only you can heal, oh God, their hearts. Restore unto them, oh God, your joy, oh God. Bless upon them your oil of gladness, O God. Father God, we pray that you will heal the family, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. And we thank you for the life her sister lives, O God, knowing that she's absent in the physical, but she is present with you, O God. And we pray for the life she touched, that they will, Father God, that you will continue to bless them, oh God, and they will remember everything that she taught them and practice what she taught, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let her legacy live on, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for all families who've lost their loved ones. We pray for the best family, oh God. There's so many people that have started dying already. So God, we ask, oh God, to heal those families. But most importantly, Lord, we come against, we rebuke the spirit of death. We will not die, but is to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, those that are connected to us, every member and their family, they will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We come against any form of evil, witchcraft, incantation, anything that is evil, we come against it in the name of Jesus, and we cancel every work of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus and superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Let your perfect will be done in us. And so, Lord, as we communion, we ask you, Almighty God, to bless the Holy Communion. We pray, amen, O Father, God, that you breathe on the Holy Communion. Send it from the supernatural to the supernatural, O God. We pray, O God, take the Holy Communion. We invoke and activate the covenant that we have with you in the name of Jesus. Can we receive the covenant promises and you, the Holy Spirit will show us that we will be receptive, O God, so that we can walk in your fullness and do your will. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament, O God, in the name of any hidden diseases in our bodies that we do not even know of. Lord, let it not come, O God, in the name of Jesus, uproot any sickness in our bodies that we do not know of. Uproot it, O God. Uproot every sickness in our children's, our grandchildren's bodies, O God. Uproot sickness in our spouse's body, those that are connected to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you uproot that spirit of infirmity. We claim good health through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we pray that you will help us to develop our lifestyle, taking care of our bodies, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You will give us self-control and discipline to care for our bodies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. As we take the Holy Communion, we come into the fullness of Jesus Christ for his benefits in the mighty name of Jesus. For I have received of the Lord, which I also delivered unto you. And the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your crackers that represents the body of Christ.
Amen.
In manner also, he took the cup, and he had some saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it. In remembrance of me, you partake of the bottle of juice that represents the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For as often as you eat this bread and do so, the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord.
Amen.
That we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. So, Father, by faith, we receive all your covenant blessings. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, for the holy sacrament. Thank you, O God, for healing us physically. Thank you for healing us, O God, emotionally, everywhere. Thank you, Lord, for your healing grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you for healing hearts, broken hearts, O God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against the spirit of suicide. I see a spirit of suicide. We cancel it in the mighty name of
Jesus.
None of our children, our grandchildren, those that are close to us will not be victims of suicide. We uproot that spirit of oppression and depression. Command that spirit to leave now in the name of
Jesus.
Command that suicidal spirit to leave now in the name of
Jesus.
The Lord rebuke you
in the name of Jesus.
The Lord rebuke you over our spouses, our nieces, our nephews. Lies in the name of Jesus. Plaguing suicide, Lord, intervene right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Suicide, oh God, intervene right now. Let them
in
you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, God, let them look for you. Thank you for joining.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. You too.
Amen.